I am so thankful that we read through the Bible in a year. I am so thankful that we get to... I don't like the ones that go... So you read all the Psalms and all the Proverbs in just in order. I need that Psalm and Proverb every day. So I love it that breaks the Psalms up so you read one Psalm a day. And I thought, wow, yesterday was quite a day. We had the news on in the morning, and for some reason we didn't turn the TV off. We got really busy doing the things that we needed to do. I played Susie Homemaker. That was really fun. And I say that because I've been Mrs. Financial Business Manager for the last month, working in QuickBooks and at my computer and working with numbers. So it's fun to be Homemaker once in a while. Anyway, we left it on. And by the time we turned it off, I had heard so much political stuff, and everybody's right. Every side. And there's not just two sides anymore. There's all kinds of sides. And I sat down in the afternoon to read my psalm, and I thought, whoa, yes, Lord. I love your word, and I love the way it ministers to me, because this is what I read. Psalm 27, verse 4 and 5. I'm asking God for this one thing, only one thing, to live with him in his house all my whole life long. I'll contemplate his beauty. I'll study at his feet. That's the only quiet, secure place in a noisy world. The perfect getaway, far from the buzz of traffic. Amen. Far from the buzz of traffic. And the New Living puts it this way. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek the most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple, for he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Amen. Delighting in him, meditating in his temple. And then I turned to the Passion, and I just about screamed. I was so excited from one sentence to the next. Here's the one thing I crave from God, the one thing I seek above all else. I want the privilege of living with him every moment in his house, finding the sweet loveliness of his face. What a difference from what we're finding as we look at the world, as we turn the TV on, as we listen to people talking next to us in a restaurant, and what they're saying, if you listen into their conversations, is discouraging and sometimes disgusting, right? But finding the sweet loveliness of his face, filled with awe, delighting in his glory and grace. I want to live my life so close to him that he takes pleasure in my every prayer. In his shelter, in the day of trouble, that's where you'll find me. For he hides me there in his holiness. He has smuggled me into his secret place, where I'm kept safe and secure, out of reach of all my enemies. Wow, he smuggles me in. He has a hiding, secret hiding place for me. And as we read the Psalms, we get lifted instead of pushed down. We get lifted up into his presence. I love being in his presence. I love him. And I'm sure that he loves me. Even if you don't love me, he loves me. Amen. Amen. And any of us can say that at any time, because lots of times we go through life and there are people in life that don't love us, okay? It's okay. Jesus loves you, and that's what counts. Amen. Let's stand and let's say just verse 4 out of the Passion together. I want to be close to him. How about you? Amen. Here's one thing I crave from God. The one thing I seek above all else, I want the privilege of living with him every moment in his house, finding the sweet loveliness of his face, filled with awe, delighting in his glory and grace. I want to live my life so close to him that he takes pleasure in my every prayer. Amen. Are you ready to worship this wonderful God? I am too.